And what it did, it facilitated the curing. And that was the second thing that was done, but it wasn't always done. If you had a tether, you probably tethered it, see, but if you didn't, you let it dry naturally. Then the next thing that they did was to rake it. And that was done with a horse-drawn piece of equipment to get the hay into windrows. And then after you got it into windrows, then you drove down along a windrow with a wagon that had a hay rack on it, and you loaded that hay onto that hay rack and hauled it into the barn, see?
Have you ever, did you ever used to drive a horse-drawn rig at all, or?
Did I do what?
Did you ever used to drive a horse-drawn rig yourself, or?
Oh yeah, sure, I've done all those things as a kid.
So you could say, in other words, that many times I have done what to a horse-drawn rig? I've...
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the things that the smaller collections of hay in the field after a windrow? What do you, the smaller one is called?
Well, there are two ways of bringing hay in that I can recall. One is the one I just described. And you always use that if you were going to put it in a mow. But I helped, I have a very vivid recollection of helping my grandfather one time harvest hay. And they made the small, what you might call stacks. But they had a term for those, they were called doodles. And they stacked them around over the field, and then this is where I came in. I rode a horse, and somebody else took a rope that was fastened to a single tree that horse was fastened to its harness. They took a rope and put it around the base of this doodle. And then if you attached that properly, you could drag that doodle, see? But of course, if you got it a little bit high, you just tipped it over. You got it a little bit low, the rope just went under, see? So the guy that was putting the rope around the doodle had to know what he was doing. Well, those were called doodles, and ordinarily what they did with them is pulled them over to one corner of the field, and there they made a hay stack. And that was outside storage of hay. And if a stack was properly made, why, it turned rain and snow very effectively.
Do they ever have any farms around here where they just have milk cows?
A dairy.
Yeah.
Very few. Most farmers in this part of the country kept cows, but that was not their prime activity. Not like a dairy as we understand a dairy. Although a lot of them sold milk and cream, but they farmed, grain farmed also, and livestock farmed, see.
What would you call a separate barn that was made for cows? Would you have a word for that?
The only one I ever heard was just the cow barn.
Okay. All right. The how about the place where he kept the hogs? What was that called?
Well, that was normally called a hog barn.
Okay. Well, how big was this? Because it was kind of buried.
Well, I don't think that very many people had what they'd really call a hog barn in this area. They raised some hogs, but not on an extensive scale. Now,